Let us quieten down around a few prayers of intercession. Holy God, dear Heavenly Father, we trust into your care and notice on whose behalf we pray. Many sisters and brothers ask for protection so that they themselves and their near ones would remain in faith. Help a young woman who is surrounded by the entertainment. Help a service guest, a person who would take care of his soul, to whom he could speak and understand, be understood. A mother prays that something would be enlightened onto her. What is your will and what is the correct solution? Dear God, bring into the kingdom those that are searching for peace. Many service guests are asking for their own family and friends that they would receive the grace of repentance. Believing parents pray that their son would receive the grace of repentance. A young man asks that he would receive the grace of repentance and God would help in temporal life in the difficulties. Heavenly Father, you see us under much stress. Give us strength to solve the problems that life may bring. A believing man in his own lonely place, watching place, that he would find a believing spouse after many difficult years. Be near the ill and the suffering and give them comfort of the suffering of the son. Help many brothers and sisters who are helping, who ask for help for serious illness. Help a young woman to have energy and strength during illness and temporal life. Holy God, take care of our homes and families with care and grace. Teach us to pray and ask forgiveness and suffer one another in love. A believing mother is asking for help that her spouse would receive the grace of repentance and would return to the common home. Help the believing father so that the wife would cancel the divorce application and the family would come together. Listen to the woman who is asking for strength in the midst of every day and an understanding attitude for his spouse. Dear God, we bring our thanks to you. You have created us and we are yours. We thank you that the grace will continue forever and your faith will not fall. Heavenly Father, thank you that we have security in happiness and joy and troubles. Thank you. Amen. Our text that we will quieten down is written in the 15th chapter of Romans from the 4th to the 7th verse. The words are read in Jesus' name. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scripture might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even that Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Amen. This read and heard portion of God's Word gives us a possibility to understand the Word of God and the value of God's Word and its significance, especially on behalf of our children of God. In the previous sermon, we heard God's Word and its meaning. And I would like to join of what we already heard. In this text word, Paul begins by saying, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning." When we gather together at these summer services and in general at the services of the children of God, it is always present, the Word of God. We read a smaller or a longer portion, and then we ask and we pray that the Heavenly Father would open the Word to the listeners, for the best of the listeners. And that we pray now that God, through the Holy Spirit, would do His work. If, with a few words, we would like to describe this picture of where we live now, we can say that we live in a God-blessed temporal time. God has blessed our fatherland. And when we began these services, and we must start a few years, when the flagpoles go up, flags go up, we sing the song, and we join in, and we thank God that God has given this beautiful country and has greatly blessed us. But anyways, we must say we live in the midst of many changes. Values and attitudes seem to be changing all the time. Knowing the Bible, knowledge of the Bible, and the value of God's Word has become weaker in people's minds. Material values have risen strongly above spiritual values. We can also say that modern man, when they want to stay away from authority, they want to define and define what God is, and to define what is right and what is wrong. In paradise, the fighting against God's Word, the devil said, "Did God truly say so?" This question lives strong in our time. And of the existence of unbelief, characteristic of unbelief is to doubt, to question God's Word and its values. But this God's word is not based on people's opinions. Even though the world changes in many ways, we can trust that God does not change. And His word will remain. And God's salvation plan will remain as it is. It brings us a good security, comfort. 700 years before the birth of the Son of Man, Isaiah wrote, "The grass will die, the flowers will wilt away, but the word of God shall remain forever." The psalm writer writes, "Your word is the candle of my foot, light upon my way." In the midst of the service guest, there are young people here who have already gone to confirmation camp, and you have visited, you have read and studied the catechism and the doctrine. You have seen and read. You have studied the significance of the Bible. You all remember, I'm sure, how it is taught that the Bible, the Word of God, is the highest authority of our life. God reveals His self in the Holy Bible and in the Lord Jesus Christ. And God's Word, the main content of God's Word, is this love towards people. And this love of God appears through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's look at this text for a moment. We would like to look what was Jesus's connection or Jesus's attitude towards the Bible. At the beginning of Luke, it is written of that event when Jesus was a 12-year-old youngster with his parents at the feast in Jerusalem. He was found later in the temple, and there Jesus was discussing with the scribes and with the elders. Luke writes, they were amazed. They were amazed at Jesus' understanding of God's word. Jesus had studied the doctrine of God's word. And before Jesus started his public work, he was in the wilderness fasting, and the enemy, being tempted by the enemy of the soul. Do you remember how Jesus fought off the enemy's attacks? When Jesus was hungry, became hungry. Of course, the enemy of the soul said that if you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. Jesus answered, it is written, man cannot live on bread alone, but from every word that comes from God's mouth. Then on the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus taught, do not think that I have come to topple over the law and the commandments. I have come to fulfill them. And from his own speech, he has said, heaven and earth shall fade away, drowned and disappear, but my word will not disappear. We can say that for Jesus, at the same time he was man and a God, the written word of God was authority for him also. Even though he was a fulfillment of God's word according to the writings, he was a center point. The other apostles, other than Paul, they bring forth the value of God's word and its significance. Paul writes to Timothy and likes the way how Timothy, from his childhood, had understood and read the Bible from his youth, that guides you to salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul writes to Timothy, all written word is given from God, and it is necessary for doctrine, teaching, and punishment, that which is in righteousness, so that the person in God would be perfect and acceptable to work. And when Paul had returned from the mission trip, and when he was before the Felix governor, he keeps a longer sermon speech. One portion is this. Paul tells Felix, this I will confess unto you. Through this way, which they call a heresy, I will serve the Father of my God, the God of my fathers. I believe everything that is written in the Law and the Prophets. Paul did not say, I don't believe only part of the Old Testament and reject some. He said that he believes all that is written in the Law and the Prophet. Earlier in the book of Romans, Paul writes of the birth of faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and the hearing through the word of God. A person can come into being a believer when he hears the word preached, the word of God preached. Through the Holy Spirit, the listener can be affected by faith, and through faith they can own all that which is promised through God's word. And that central theme is this, that you can believe all your sins and transgressions forgiven for the sake of Jesus in his name and atonement blood. In the first sermon of this morning, we remember Peter's visit into the house of Cornelius. There, Peter tied his sermon into the word written by God earlier. This is worth noting. Peter says that in his opinion, all the prophets verify that all the people that believe in him, all their sins will be forgiven. Peter here raises the value of God's word and significance. And we believers of this time, children of God, the word of God is important. When Luther explains the third commandment, remember the Sabbath day, that we would not devalue God's word, but that we would listen and learn. In the doctrine of Christ, Christians need the Word of God and the sacraments. We need prayer and connection with the believers. This unity of the believers, it also appears and works in smaller services, at our services in our home locale. This unity of the children of God comes together so well here at the summer services. It warms my heart to see familiar faces, children of God. We can greet one another with God's peace and exchange news about the way and the journey. Paul writes to the Colossians, let the word of God be abundantly with you. And somewhere Peter writes, listen to the healthy bread of word as a young child, so that you would be strengthened and that you can eat and grow. In this text was this word that the patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope, and that you would be like-minded towards one another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and of one mouth glorify God. The Spirit of God is an amazing spirit that has this effect in this love between the children of God and in this one-mindedness. Paul writes to the Corinthians in the first letter to the Corinthians. He writes, I advise you, dear brothers, through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you would keep the like-minded speech, so that there would not be heresy between you, and that you would be together and in one council. And in the same way, Paul writes to the Philippians in this way, fulfill my joy, that you would have one mind, one love, and that you would be like-minded and of one mind. The Spirit of God is a spirit of love. It is a spirit of sobriety and a spirit of strength. When Paul here has spoken of the significance of God's word and its value, this one-mindedness of the children of God, in this last part of the text, for that reason, when you have all heard and read this, I will say to you, take care of one another, receive one another as God, as Jesus has received or taken care of you in his name. The new translation says to take care of one another. Basically, in the same way, the newest translation says, it says, accept one another as Christ has accepted you for God's glory. What does this mean? We should take care, as Christ has cared for us. Does this word of Paul, is this the salvation work of God? God loved His created. He sent His own Son for the atonement of our sins, atoned our transgression and sin, and He opened the way to heaven. This atonement work of the disciples left and left to proclaim the word unto the people. In Luke it writes, Jesus opened the understanding of the people, of the disciples, to understand and how to speak. This is how Jesus was to suffer and to arise on the third day, and to preach forgiveness and the forgiveness of sins from Jerusalem unto the ends of the world. If this precious gospel of God's word comes towards and to a person who does not own this, but if it comes to you and you understand through faith and you come into the care of God's kingdom, the grace and the love of God to be surrounding you, and in God's word there is a job for us to take care of one another along the journey. We can remember this on the day before Good Friday, when Jesus washed the feet of His disciples. There, when He washed the feet, at the end He said to His disciples, as I did now to you, I washed your feet. And you must wash one another person's feet, to putting away sin of the journey. This love between the children of God is a loving care, is a caring love, forgiving much. Who has received much forgiveness loves much. In the Bible, it also advises that we should not, as some have, Paul says, you should advise one another. The more you see the day of the Lord coming. Dear child, have you noticed with me the security there is, the word of advice in God's kingdom? When the advice approaches us in love, if you see somebody doing something wrong, if the Spirit is guiding you with love, advise them with love. The current time emphasizes individuality as a people's rights to be independent, even in questions of faith life. And the responsibility can be lost for one another. Somebody may think taking care of one another is pressurizing someone, as somebody might have thought stupidly, that it may be spiritual violence. But nevertheless, the love of God effects in us of the caring of one another. We need those traveling beside us. We need those people traveling with us to comfort us with the gospel. Paul writes to the Romans in the beginning of the 12th chapter. Dear brothers, brethren, I advise thee with the mercies of God, there in the advice of God's kingdom, the merciful face of God, comforting, rising, as in the meeting yesterday, we heard in one speaking turn, when Peter denied his faith, Jesus looked upon him. The Savior's face were loving towards Peter. This house of God, it is like that hut or that inn where the Good Samaritan brought this wounded person. When the Samaritan left, he told the innkeeper, take care of him. Take care of him. He gave 2 cents of money. If you need more, if he uses more, I will pay that when I come back. Are there such guests here that you have experienced? That you have needed so much care and so much gospel? Do you have the doubts that is the grace for you? Remember this event of the Samaritan at the inn. Jesus said that you can spend much, I will pay it all when I come back. We have a good guarantor. The grace of God is so amazing. It is unmeasurable, and it goes beyond all understanding. In God's grace, we can see it comes so close to us. In God's kingdom, in this care room, the gospel rings out clean. It is then clean when it is proclaimed without any conditions. And at this moment, dear travel friend, brother and sister, you can believe this gospel, your sins forgiven, in Jesus' name and blood. Your sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And through faith, we can travel. We have that precious hope of the heaven. And John writes, we do not know what we are going to be, but we will be like him. And we will see him as he is. And everyone that has this type of hope cleanses himself as he himself is clean. This hope of heaven affects in the heart of the children to endeavor with a clean conscience. Let the gospel of God's kingdom set us free and to encourage us to believe. At this moment, and we can trust in this, that the Word of God carries us, and it will carry us in everyday life and in the future. But for you, listener, here at the service site, near the radio or the internet, if you feel it in your heart that the living Word of God has not come to me, I will verify that you, if you have that feeling of coming to God, and I want to have all my faults and sins forgiven, and I want to experience in my own heart that peace of God and that joy, this gospel is now approaching you. It is seeking you. You can, for your own self, you can believe this gospel of God's kingdom and the forgiveness of all sins. And you can be, you can come into God's kingdom and to travel towards heaven in God's kingdom. When Paul was completing his missionary trips, he was going to Jerusalem. He stopped by the elders of Ephesus, and he keeps the sermons there, and he finishes his sermon. And let this word comfort us today. Paul says, "Now, dear brethren," we can add, "dear brothers and sisters, all dear children of God, young and old, I leave you in the protection of God's gracious word, which is strong to protect you and to give you that inheritance with all the holy saints, that when we are protected in this care, we can once be in the glory of heaven. A glorious and a happy trip towards heaven, dear brothers and sisters, with a in a beautiful way, there at the destination of the children of God, the poet from Kuusamo, Adolf Suuroniemi, he writes in the Song of Zion, once we will laugh with a good mind, as little birds below the heavens, with light tongues, we can rest, traveling in the wilderness, rejoicing as summer swallows. This is awaiting for us, children of God. Can I believe myself? Can I hear the precious gospel? Can I believe my sins forgiven?